I'm Vimes, Commander Sam Vimes of the City Watch, and I've taken the name of John Keel, a good copper, now dead. So, where am I? While chasing a villain called Carsa, him and me have been thrown back in time, and now I'm in charge of the old watch, on the beat, trying to teach my young self some sense.
I could have hit him with my bell, Sarge.
Head injuries can be fatal, that's possible.
But you kicked him in the private, Sarge.
You don't have to fight the way the other bloke wants you to fight.
But Carsa has got in with a new bunch, the Cable Street Particulars, and feelings in the city are running high against them, and against the city's ruler, Mad Lord Winder.
The day will come. Lord Winder will be overthrown. That's what they say in the fish shop.
Keep the voice down, kid.
And all I want is to get back to my own time and my wife, Sybil, who's about to give birth, but I'm stuck with Carsa and his lads closing in on me and I want to go home.
9 o'clock and all is not well! 9 o'clock and all is not well!
Knock it off with the bell, Sam.
Yes, Todd.
Evening, all.
Good evening. Your Grace. Nice to see an old friend.
Carsa.
Well, that's Sergeant Carsa, thank you. Funny how things work out, eh? Turns out I'm prime copper material.
Ye gods, Carsa.
Captain Swing of the Cable Street Particulars gave me a new suit and a sword and $25 a month, just like that. Lads, this is the man I told you about.
Why'd you call him Your Grace, Sarge?
Oh, it's a joke. See, where we come from, everyone used to call him Duke. It's a sort of nickname, eh, Duke? I've told the boys about how we go back a long way.
And how did you get made a sergeant, Carsa?
What? I heard where they were looking for coppers with fresh ideas, and that nice Captain Swing, he talked to me, he said he was in no doubt I was an honest man who had been unlucky. It was all the fault of my environment, he said.
You mean all those dead bodies everywhere you went?
A nice one, Duke.
And you had fresh ideas, did you? Well done, Carsa. You're just what Captain Swing's been looking for, the complete bastard.
Now, the thing is, you have one of my men, so why don't you just hand him over?
What's happening, Sarge? The hurry-up wagon's just round the corner, Sarge.
Good lad, Colon. Bring him on!
Bring him round! It's Sergeant Keel and Vimesy!
Vimesy? Well, here, young Constable Big Ears, your name? Vimes? Sam Vimes?
I ain't saying nothing.
Wow, here's a nice ad you do, eh? Young Sam Vimes. Something for a chap to think about and no mistake.
Wagon's coming, Sarge.
Now you hand over our friend, eh, Duke? No hard feelings, you just happen to bump into an operation of ours. Just you hand him over and we'll call it quits.
I'd like to oblige, but I've pinched him now, so I've got to take him back to our nick and do the paperwork.
Well, I wouldn't like an accident to happen to young Vimesy here. What might be the consequences of that in the future? I think I've got all the aces here, Duke.
Then raise the stakes.
Take you anywhere, Sergeant Keel.
Sam, put the prisoner in the back and hang on to the outside.
Yes, Sarge.
Thank you, Fred. Back to the station. Go! 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 Yeah!
You be sure to look after yourself, Duke. I'm sure we'll meet again.
What happened back there, Sarge? Do you know that bloke?
Yes, he's killed two coppers. One that tried to arrest him, and one that was off duty eating a pie.
Well, he's a copper.
Captain Swing gave him a job.
I never heard about no coppers being killed.
It wasn't here, kid. It was a long way away. Another time, another place.
You were there?
Yes.
So you came to track him down?
Something like that.
We heard you came from Sidopolis, Sarge.
I've come from a lot of places.
Wow. What kind of a pie was it?
Witnesses didn't say.
The Cable Street Particulars are not going to let this go, are they?
No.
They're going to come for that bloke we picked up.
Yeah. Want the rest of the night off.
Yeah.
What are you going to charge him with, Sarge?
Attempted assault.
You did kick him, though.
Fair point. Resisting arrest?
Yeah.
Snatty, fetch out the crossbows.
Sarge.
Colon, check the shutters.
Sarge!
Sam, make the cocoa.
Sarge.
I'll go and tell the old man what's happening. Captain Tilden? Sir, there's been a bit of bother.
Oh.
Sir, is anything the matter?
You've heard the news?
Yes, sir.
The riot up at Dolly's sister station?
No, sir.
An hour or so ago?
No, sir.
The lieutenant of the watch called in the troops, which he was duly authorized to do. Lord Venturi's medium dragoons, my old regiment.
Sir?
There were some accidental deaths.
Sir?
But in fairness, missiles were thrown at officers and one soldier was badly injured.
What kind of missile, sir?
Fruit, I gather. Although there may have been some stones as well. The feeling in the palace is that revolutionary elements may attack our watchhouse.
Really, sir? Why?
It's the sort of thing they do. Do whatever you feel necessary, Sergeant.
Of course, sir.
Prisoner tucked away in the cells.
Yes, Sarge. Snouty was saying, up at Dolly's sister's, they've...
I know. Now listen up! We're going to take down the shutters, unbar the door, leave it open, and light all the lamps and the blue lamp over the door.
But what...
Get it lit, Constable. Then you and Colon go and stand guard outside where you can be seen. Friendly-looking local lads. No swords.
No swords? What if a bloody great mob comes around the corner?
And if you have got a sword, what will you do, eh? Against a bloody great mob. What do you want them to see? Now, what I want them to see is Fatty Colon. Decent lad, not too bright. I knew his dad. And there's old Snouty. He drinks in my pub. Because if they just see a couple of men in uniform with swords, you'll be in trouble. And if you draw those swords, you'll be in real trouble. And if, by any chance, Corporal, you draw swords tonight without my order and survive, then you'll wish you hadn't done, because you'll have to face me, see? And then you'll know what trouble is, because everything up until then will look like a bleeding day at the sodding seaside. Understand?
Yes, Sarge.
Sam?
Yes, Sarge?
Have we got any tools in this place? Saw, hammer, nails?
Yes, Sarge.
Right. Rip off the door of my locker and hammer a lot of nails right through it. Then lay it on the upstairs landing, points up. And bring me the saw. I'm going to the privy.
Well, if you've got a problem in that area, Sarge, Mrs. Colon has a wonderful remedy.
I won't be long. Then I'll have a mug of cocoa and a stroll outside.
Sam, Colon?
They're just talking and looking, little groups. But it looks nasty, Sarge. Word is they're throwing stones at the Dimwell house.
Well, I'm just going to sit on the steps and drink my cocoa.
Sarge?
Evening all.
We're breaking curfew, you know.
Is that right?
Are you going to arrest us then?
Not me. I'm on my break.
Ah, are they on their break too?
They are now. Off you go, lads.
Sarge,
no need to run.
So why aren't you going to arrest us?
You're not drunk enough. And if you take my advice, friend, you pull that bottle down.
I'm not your friend, you...
What's he done?
Smashed his bottle!
He's got a head full of broken glass.
All right, he needs a tourniquet.
Ah!
You, give me that scarf. Anyone know Dr. Lorne?
I do!
Run and get him.
Right!
You, and you. Help me carry him inside. We'll leave the doors open, right? We got no secrets here.
Yeah, but you're a copper.
Yeah, I am. And see that lad there, peeping round the door? His name's Sam Vimes. He lives in Cockville Street with his mum. And that's Fred Colon, just got married, got a couple of rooms in Old Cobblers. And there's Snouty. Everyone round here knows Snouty.
Never heard
of him. Now, listen to me, all of you. My name's John Keel. No one gets taken into this watch house without me knowing why. Come on inside and see fair play. Or you can all go home. It's a cold night. Yes, we know about the riot at Dolly Sisters and the soldiers going in mob-handed, and we don't like it any more than you do. Anyone who wants to take a swing at a copper can step right up. I've got my uniform off. We'll have a go now. Fair and square. Anyone?
Bloody hell!
What's that?
Someone fell off the roof, Sarge. He's dead.
He's got a crossbow with him.
Get the body inside.
Right. Sarge,
anyone want to stay? I'll send the lads out to build a fire. Thank you for your patience.
Busy night, Sergeant.
Doctor, good of you to come. We've got a trainee bottle fighter needs his hand stitching.
Very good. I need light and a table.
And there's one or two others I'd like you to take a look at.
That comes as no surprise.
One dropped through the privy roof and broke his leg. One fell on some nails. And there's this one.
I don't think I can do much about him. He's got a broken neck.
Yes.
And a crossbow bolt protruding from the back of his head.
Yes.
That's pretty dead, if you want my professional opinion. Did you do it?
No.
Well, he can't be everywhere. Sounds like you're the only watch house not under siege tonight. I'm not sure I want to know how you did it.
Look, including an anonymous assassin who's just been assassinated.
Interesting.
Mission accomplished?
Yes, my lady.
And no one saw you?
No, my lady.
I hear you failed your examination for stealthy movement at the Assassin's Guild, Lord Bettinari.
True.
They said they never saw you at lectures.
And your point, my lady?
Will you take some champagne?
No, thank you, my lady.
So, report, please.
Keel is a thug, but he overrules the watch moment by moment. He's just a sergeant, but...
They say he can read the street through the soles of his boots. I wish I knew more about him.
I inhumed a man who attempted to nip him in the bud.
Really? How much do I owe you?
Call it a dollar.
That's very cheap.
He wasn't worth more.
I think perhaps I should meet Mr. Keel.
Can you drop me a little way from the guild?
Of course, my dear Vettinari.
It's raining. The mob's gone home?
Yes, Sarge.
Call on.
Sarge.
The gentleman from the particulars who attempted to drop in through the back way.
Sarge.
Harness the wagon, take them back to Cable Street and dump them on the doorstep. No need to stop. I'm going for a stroll.
Sarge.
I like the rain. People stay indoors. Crime goes down. Now, what's this?
Good morning, kind sir.
Rosie Palm. To what do I owe this pleasure?
My lady wants to see you.
Sorry, Rosie, I'm a bit...
Sorry, Sergeant. My lady doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Oh.
He looks okay.
You know, if someone wants to talk to me, they only have to ask.
I thought you'd only be out for 10 minutes. When you started to snore, we thought we'd let you sleep for a while.
I know what this is about. Lord Snapcase has promised you ladies a guild of your own, hasn't he? If you help him overthrow Lord Winder, it's not going to happen.
I'll tell my lady you're awake.
Lord Snapcase will forget all about you lot once he gets what he wants, as I happen to know.
Please, don't get up, Sergeant.
Very kind.
I've heard so much about you. Who are you working for?
I am an officer of the City Watch. You must be the lady from Genua. Lady Meserol.
Yes.
Are you really from Genua?
Are you really from Sidopolis? It never pays to be from somewhere too close at hand. I have business interests in Genua. Now you're thinking retired seamstress.
Actually, I was thinking bespoke tailoring. But mostly, I was thinking revolutionary.
You're not a sergeant. You've been an officer. You're so composed. Where are you from?
Somewhere a long way off.
Ubervold?
No.
I have business interests in Ubervold. But the situation there is becoming quite unstable.
And you'd like to have the significant pause type of business interests in Ankh-Morpork, if it can be stabilised.
Very good. Very perspicacious.
I just follow the money. Lord Winder's a madman, and that's not good for business. So the city needs a new ruler. And a new patrician will need new friends. Far-sighted people who want to be part of a wonderful future. But Lord Snapcase won't do you much good if you get him on the throne.
He's the best there is at the moment.
He's a scheming, self-serving fool.
So where do you come in?
I'm staying outside. You've got nothing I want.
You don't want anything?
I want lots of things, but you can't give them to me.
How would you like to be in command? In command of the City Watch?
Bloody hell. I could do it. Chuck Swing out on his arse. Promote some decent sergeants. Second thoughts, no. Hang on, under Lord Snapcase, I'd just be another gang. Third thoughts, this is insane. Can't happen. It never did happen. I want to go home to Sybil. Fourth thoughts, you didn't think about Sybil until thought three.
Oi, thoughts one or two, how come you didn't mention Sybil?
Yeah, right, Sybil. Yeah, obviously. Sorry.
Well, you know the city
needs... I want to go home. I'm going to finish the job that's in front of me, and then I'm going home.
There are those who would say, if you are not for us, you're against
us. I'm not for anything, and I don't take bribes.
Are you incorruptible, Sergeant?
Why did I wait until I was married to become strangely attractive to powerful women? Why didn't it happen to me when I was 16?
The world does not deal well with those who won't pick a side.
I like the middle.
Think of what you could be giving up.
I'm not going to help people die just to replace one fool with another.
And there is the door behind you, Sergeant. I wish you luck.
Good night, my lady.
Good night. Such a shame. My dear veterinary, you really are very good. How long have you been there?
Long enough. Keel might have seen me if he hadn't been so distracted. He's rather good at looking into shadows.
He is a very angry man.
You just made him angrier.
The party is tomorrow night. I believe you'll get your little disturbance.
I believe so, too.
There. Your auntie thinks of everything.
Can I get tea, Sarge?
You're a lifesaver, Snatty.
Oh, there's some kid outside says he's got to speak to you specially. Shall I give him a clip alongside the head?
No, it's Nobby Nobbs. I'll go out and see him. Fetch me a big bowl of porridge, will you? What's happening, Nobby?
Pretty bad everywhere, Sarge. A constable got killed in Lobbing Clout, hit by a stone. Someone got the rear cut off because of fighting in Knapp Hill. Running fights everywhere. All the watch houses got hit bad.
Anything happening in Cable Street?
A bit of shouting and running away. There's bad stuff happening everywhere, except here. We're well out of it.
No, it'll pivot on us in the end.
Porridge, Sarge.
Give it to the boy here.
The boy?
Yes.
Oh, cheers.
Come on, Snatty, we've got work to do.
I just want to keep my eye on the spoon, Sarge. We've only got five left.
He can keep the damn spoon. Come on.
Oh, thanks, mister.
All right, my sons. This is what we're going to do. All married men have got permission to nip home in the next hour to stop your wives fretting. The rest of you, you're on unpaid overtime. This watch house is staying open, right? Now, everyone, get your truncheons and out into the yard and pair off. We're going to have a bit of training. Better late than never. Come on, Sam. Anything is a weapon, use right. We don't get marks for playing fair. Well, well, Ned Coates. Haven't seen you since you went through the lockers. Been having a bit of time off.
I'd like to see what you could teach me, Keel.
A truncheon is not just a silly club. I will show you otherwise.
What's this about that, Coates? Just want to find out what you know. Seems to me you know too much. Want to have a go with me?
Right, you are. When you're ready. You're good, Coates. Very good. Not quite good enough yet.
You're doing a fine job, Sergeant Keel.
It's Captain Swing.
Keeping your men up to scratch, I see. Very well done.
Get up, Coates.
Is Captain Tilden here?
I believe not, sir.
Perhaps you could give him this letter.
Sir?
You had a successful night, I'm given to understand.
We had a few visitors, sir.
Ah, yes. Misplaced zeal. Some of my keener men in the particulars feel you are an obstacle to our very needful work. I, on the contrary, believe you're a man of iron adherence to the law. And while this has led to elements of friction, I know you're a man after my own heart.
Thank you, sir.
I look forward to our future cooperation. Your new captain will undoubtedly inform you of other matters. Good day.
Sir.
They're giving Captain Tilden the push, Sarge.
Looks like it.
What are we going to do now, Sarge?
We'll patrol just these few streets.
What good will that do?
More good than if we didn't. Where's Sergeant Knock?
Pushed off, Sarge. He said to hell with you as he went out the door, Sarge.
I see. Right.
Okay, lads. It's like this. Once you get troops on the streets, it's only a matter of time before it goes bad. Some kid throws a stone. Next minute, there's houses on fire and people getting killed. So what we're going to do is keep the peace. That's our job. We're not going to be heroes. We're just going to be normal. But I'm not going to order you. I'm going to draw a line across the yard here. If you step over the line, you're in. If you don't, that's fine. You didn't sign up for this, and I doubt there'll be any medals, whatever happens. You can go. And the best of luck to you.
I'm in, Sarge.
Thank you, Sam.
Column. Waddy. Wiglet. Nancy Ball. Curry, isn't it?
That's right, Sarge.
Thank you, lads. Corporal Coates.
You're all bloody mad.
We could use you, Ned.
This is stupid. There's barely a dozen of you. What can you do? All that stuff about keeping the peace, it's rubbish. Coppers do what they're told by the men in charge. It's always like that. What do you do when the new captain comes in, eh? Hear about the Dolly sisters, right, last night? Three constables killed and the mob wasn't even trying. I'm not going to stand around and watch you get slaughtered. I'm off.
Ned! Ned Coates!
I know you're with the revolutionaries. I found a notebook in your locker. It had a password in it. Swordfish. You must have known I was on to you. Do you think you'd still be walking around if I was a spy for Captain Swing?
You're not after small fry like me. We can be mocked up later. Captain Swing and Lord Winder want the leaders.
Now, why haven't you told the lads?
Too late. Things are moving.
Leave the city. It's for your own good.
Is that a threat?
Not from me. But here's some advice, boy. Don't put your trust in revolutions. People die and nothing changes. That's why they're called revolutions. They always come round again.
Goodbye.
Damn. 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 Damn! I've had enough of this. I've had enough!
Let me in! Let me in, you bastards!
Please, Sergeant. This is a respectable temple.
I want a word with you. You call yourselves monks of history.
Less noise, if you would be so kind. The city is very terrible.
So am I. Let me in.
Very well.
Cup of tea, Commander?
I don't want any bloody tea.
What do you want then, Mr. Vines?
I can't hack it. I can't deal with this time shifting.
You know, some tea would be calming.
I don't want to be calm. I want to get back to my own time. I want to be home. My wife's having a baby. When are you monks going to get me home?
Sit down, Your Grace, please.
I've been talking today to people who are going to die. How do you think that makes me feel? Do you know what that feels like?
Yes. Everyone I talk to is going to die. Everyone you talk to is going to die. Everyone dies.
I've been changing things here in my past. I have no idea how things are going to turn out. I mean, doesn't it change history even if you tread on an ant?
For the ant, certainly. Mr. Vimes, history will find a way. It's like a shipwreck. You are swimming to the shore. The waves will break whatever you do. Eventually, you will reach the shore. You must.
It was fun at first, you know. Getting the watch under my grip again. Feeling the street under my boots again. But now... What about Sybil? All I know is my wife's just a girl living with her dad. Is there somewhere where Sybil's... My wife having my child? Is it all in my mind? What is real? I'm not swimming. I'm drowning.
You need something to hold on to. Here it is. One real thing.
My cigar case. You found it. To Sam, with love from your Sybil.
A point to navigate by.
Thank you.
Leave now, Commander. Go back and see it through.
Yes.
Sarge. Yes, sir?
I'm glad you're back, Sarge. The new captain's here. He's been looking for you. Captain Rust.
Oh, ye gods. I remember him.
All right, thank you, Sam. Sir?
Are you Keel?
Sir?
I sent an order for you to come up here half an hour ago.
Yes, sir, there's been rather a lot...
I expect an order to be obeyed promptly.
Yes, sir.
What's going on in the yard?
Bit of last-minute training, sir. Instilling esprit de corps.
Why? The men's job is to do what they're told.
Sir?
Are you eyeballing me, Sergeant?
No, sir. I'm wearing an expression of honest doubt, sir.
Eyeballing is four steps up, after looking at you in a funny way, sir. By standard practice, sir, I believe sergeants are allowed to go all the way up to an expression of acute...
Very funny, Keel. Ah, I've received an extraordinary request from Captain Swing of the Particulars. He asked for you to be transferred to his command and promoted to lieutenant. Personally, I think the man must be mad.
I'm 100% behind you there, sir.
You do not wish to be a lieutenant?
No, sir. Don't want to be an officer, sir. Get confused if I see more than one knife and fork on the table, sir.
Well, you certainly don't look like officer material to me.
Thank you, sir.
No doubt you ran rings around that old fool Tilden, but it won't wash with me.
No, sir.
Now go and get the men fell in, Keel. Look sharp. I shall inspect them in a moment.
Sir.
Do you know what I saw on the way here, Sergeant?
Couldn't say, sir.
People are building barricades, Sergeant.
Sir?
You heard me.
Well, it's to be expected, sir. People get jumpy. They hear rumours of mobs and out-of-control soldiers. They try to protect their streets.
It is a flagrant challenge to government authority.
Well, yes, but these things generally run their course.
Oh, my God, man, how did you manage to get promoted? Three watchmen killed last night, did you know that? There were gangs of rascals roaming the streets. Well, martial law has been declared. Today we're going to show them a firm hand. Now get your men together now.
Yes, sir!
Sarge, tidy yourselves, lads.
Yes, Sarge.
Captain will be down in a few minutes. Apparently it's time for a show of strength.
What strength?
Well, Fred, what happens is the vicious revolutionaries take one look at us and scuttle off back to their holes.
Really?
Let me rephrase that. We're just giving the uniforms an airing.
We'll get chased.
We'll be all right.
Until tonight, you poor bastards. Some of you's guessing, but I know. I remember. Tonight's when it all kicks off.
Squad! Attention!
Tonight is when it's all going to hell.
In part three of Night Watch by Terry Pratchett, dramatised by Robin Brooks, Sam Vimes was played by Philip Jackson, Young Sam by Carl Prekop, Carsa by Paul Ritter, and Tilden by Peter Marinka. Rosie was played by Claire Corbett, Colon by Sam Dale, Dr. Lorne by Ben Onwukwe, and Lady Meserol by Rachel Atkins. The director was Claire Grove.